This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
You know,
it's a beautiful day.
I've never seen a Saturday where you weren't wonderful.
It's as easy to be wonderful as it is something else. You ought to know that.
You get to sleep in a little bit. You don't get up, you know, before the sun rises. And so, of course, it's wonderful. Of course. It starts out in a good,
exactly right.
A good way. Yeah.
I love sleeping in. I just love getting up on Saturday and looking at the beautiful sun and saying, okay, what am I going to do today? Let's have a different breakfast today.
Oh, yes.
And my celebration on Saturday is if I can have biscuits with everything.
Oh, yeah. Biscuits on Saturday are the best.
That's right. And I'm not supposed to have bread during the week. So I told the doctor, okay, on Saturday I'll just have biscuits. That's okay.
Yeah, biscuits aren't really bread. It's just, it's
that's
different.
Right. I told her, it's all the difference in the world, I told her.
Well, it's different. Things taste different. They taste better when you don't have to, like, hurry and eat them. So if you can, like, enjoy, you know, biscuits or biscuits and gravy or anything like that on Saturday, it's much better than trying to, you know, eat it real fast on, like, a Tuesday to get it in before you got to go to work.
Well, and during the week, you know, I eat a lot of egg whites. You know, I do egg white omelets all the time.
Oh.
So on Saturday, I'm going to have, you know, real scrambled eggs.
Wow.
Yeah, and maybe sausage on it.
Oh.
And maybe some tomatoes on it.
Oh.
And some cheese.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you go.
Yeah, I'm going all the way on Saturday.
Saturday is also a good donut day or pancakes day.
Oh, yeah, pancakes. You can make so many different kinds of varied pancakes.
Yeah.
And you know what else I have learned this week? That dogs, nutrition-wise, that blueberries are good for them, watermelon's good for them, strawberries are good for them. Did you know all that?
Really? I had no idea.
Yes. I was told this by a trainer this week. She said that all these frozen things, you know, like when a puppy is teething, they make all these treats that are frozen. That they may have strawberries inside. They may have blueberries. All that's very good for them. It gives them all this nutrition they really need.
Wow.
Who would have thought that they should have all these fruits?
I know it. I would have, I guess, if because you hear so much that they can't have. And so then, you know, when you hear something like this and it's actually like good for people and good for them, I had no idea.
And another thing, if they're teething, frozen carrots are good for their teeth.
Really?
Yes.
Frozen carrots.
I learned so much. Yeah, frozen carrots. And I bought the frozen treat that has blueberries inside. And you let it thaw just a tiny bit. And then as a special treat. Then you give them one when they do something really great.
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
That is neat. That's good to know.
It is good to know. And there's just so many things for puppies nowadays that you and I, they didn't even make them years ago.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah.
But all these treats really do help them when they're teething.
Wow.
Yes. And then there's a special bone that I found out that has, you know, all this beef and things on it. And you let it thaw just a little bit, and you give them those to chew on, and that helps their little teeth.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, who knew?
So, I know, we didn't know this. And they have a frozen section for puppies in the little puppy stores. Did you know that?
No, it's been so long since I've been there.
Yeah, frozen food for puppies when they're teething or if they need special treats. They've got all that in the frozen section.
Jeez, I had no idea. Yes.
And who would? I didn't know that their little gums swell when they're teething.
I didn't know that either.
Yes, their little gums swell, and that's why they chew and everything. Their teeth are hurting real bad. So if you give them these little treats, it slows down all that. And the cold, these little frozen ones really help.
Wow. I thought they just...
A lot of comfort.
I bet it does. I bet it feels so much better, not only, you know, because they're frozen, but also because of the coldness. I'm sure that, you know, helps as well. I never even thought about something like that. You always hear that they chew on stuff, but you think it's just because they're young and, you know, they don't know any better and they have all this energy, but my goodness.
But that's what it is. They're chewing on it because their teeth are hurting so bad. So if you give them these little frozen treats, it really helps.
Wow.
And I would have never thought of frozen carrots.
Yeah, no, me neither.
They said they really like them. And this lady told me that hers love bananas. That's their favorite thing in the world.
Really?
They would walk a mile to get some banana.
Huh. I've never heard that before.
All these things are good for them. And it's a special treat. She'll let them have a piece of banana.
Really?
When they do something really good.
And you got all this from an actual trainer, so it's not like you just kind of found some random article.
No, this is a trainer with 30 years experience.
That's amazing. A credible source.
Very credible. I mean, they have been listed as top trainer in two counties for about 4 years in a row.
Really? So she knows her stuff.
They beat out everybody. Yeah, they know their stuff.
Wow. That's impressive. I
was so impressed.
I didn't know any of this was even a thing.
Can you imagine? I thought just kids ate blueberries and strawberries, bananas and all this. And all this fruit has all these nutrients that puppies need.
Wow.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt them. It's not one of those forbidden things.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah. That just opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
Yeah, and any dog can have these treats.
And they're actually good for them.
It's really good for them.
Wow. All right.
I would have never known that fruit was good for a puppy.
Yeah, I would have thought. Because, you know, as kids, we don't want to eat all of our fruits or vegetables sometimes, and so we come up with reasons why they're not good for us. But actually...
That's right. That's exactly right.
Wow. Impressive. Well, look at you learning all this about like young puppy foods and stuff.
Well, you know, I do like to be up to date on things.
Yeah, you do. You bring some of the most random, useful, neat pieces of information to the show every single week.
Well, I sure do work on it. I try, don't I?
You really do. You really do. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and your phone number is?
Is 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com, has a lot of good things. Go to the website, read it, study it, look at what people've made. It can really help you with a lot of things.
Yeah, especially for new investors, people who are looking for new alternatives. I know that, you know, a lot of times there's we talk about the information. You know, you've got the numbers that people have been making, things like that, so that new investors can kind of see, hey, this is, you know, some of the potential that that you could earn or make off of different types of investments. And I think the big one is usually life settlements. It's what we focus on the most. So what's the state? Because I know last week when we talked, there was a big turnaround from previous weeks, you know, really kind of got unstuck and a lot of really great things happened. Where are we, you know, as we...
Okay, we have filled the $500,000 one that we talked about. That one has gone over to the bank, so that one's done. The $1.7 million, I should have the papers Monday or Tuesday, and we're going to start filling those.
Great.
So but we'll get all that filled, and then I've got two more big ones that we should be filling. I've got about another $5 million in policies to fill.
Oh, Lord.
So I think, and I hope I'm right, that by the end of of June, we should have everybody in a policy.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's...
We'll have some more maturities. You know how that goes.
Well, yeah, it's that's the other end of the spectrum, is that while you're putting people in new policies, there's always policies that have been in that have matured and they're getting paid on those.
That's right. And hopefully we'll have everybody paid out in the next couple of weeks on all these policies, because all of them are now at the carrier.
Wow.
You know, all five of them are at the carrier right now.
That's amazing.
And Duval, we got paid on Duval, so that leaves four. Duval was $997,000, I believe. That one's already in everybody's account. But these other four in the next 2 weeks should be in everybody's account.
Nice. Duval was what, 900-something, you said?
Yes, and I believe 970,000.
Wow, that's a nice, good, big one.
It was a good size. And then we've got colon that we had a hard time getting the death certificate because they told us it was in review. It's at the carrier now. It's there and ready to go.
That's the one where we were going to send a guy. Who
That's
knows
right.
a guy?
We were going to send somebody. I had two or three clients offer to go do it. And unfortunately, we couldn't walk in and get it. We wanted to.
Yeah.
But they said, if you send us a package, we'll do it in 2 days. Well, they storied. When it got there, they wouldn't release it. They said, it's in review. How can you be reviewing a death certificate? There's nothing to it. You print it out.
Yeah, there's nothing to review.
There's nothing to review, folks.
But they finally released it, and now it's already it's well on its way.
We finally got it released, and we're able to get it to the carrier this week.
And you didn't have to send a guy to make
no,
a one offer.
We thought we were going to have to send two guys, really. That's what I thought. We're going to have to send two guys. Oh, my gosh.
You need to have a whole team of enforcers.
We do. We need someone just traveling the state at all times, getting our death certificates, because they're hard to get anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like everything else. Everybody wants to delay it.
Of course. And I don't know.
And there we are trying to get it.
Why is it? Well, I mean, why would they? Because they don't get anything out of delaying it, do they?
No, I mean, they don't. Absolutely. It's just paperwork in the clerk's office. They're just shuffling papers from this desk to this one to getting things out for people. That's all they do all day long. Hmm. So why would it matter? They've got the death certificate right here. They know it's there.
They're
the
either,
person has died.
I wonder if either they're lazy or from New Jersey.
That's, if they're from New Jersey, that's what our problem is. Oh, my gosh.
Well, good. At least it's out. It's done. Because I know that was a hurdle for a little while. And so
it
that's
was
done.
A hurdle.
Everything else is in process. Nothing else is stuck anywhere. Everything is flowing like it should, right?
We hope so. We hope so.
Good.
I never want to say for sure because, you know, there can always be a hiccup, but everything is at the carriers.
Good. Good. That's finally some good news, because I know there was a couple things that were, you know, it's like, oh, we need to get this some progress made on here. So
that's right. We had a couple of them that we had a hiccup on that we were trying to, you know, get them on out.
Yeah.
And so those are out and they are at the carrier. So all four of them are at the carrier now. So now we just have to watch to make sure they follow through. Sometimes we call them and say, where are you in it? And they'll be like those people at the courthouse. It's under review. How do you review it? I mean, that person is dead, folks. It's not like a live person, you know, that you can go talk to or call on the phone.
Yeah.
The person is dead.
There's no. It's not like someplace in the middle. It's like it's either it's on or off essentially. So,
that's exactly right. You're either dead or you're alive.
Yeah. There's no other conditions.
That's exactly right. So that's why I don't understand these places.
Yeah.
You know, that you have several places you can get one. You can go to the state, you can go to the county, or the city. They all have, you know, record keeping.
So
it depends which one you think can get it from the fastest. Usually, if you have a family that's really cooperating, the family can get 10 or 20 of those from the funeral home.
Really?
And that would be the quickest. But usually we could not get it from these families. If we could, and there's been a few times, I paid $250 to get the death certificate.
Wow.
Yeah, I had one of these in this last four group that we sent a check for $250 just to get the death certificate.
And you shouldn't even have to do that. It should be just something that, you know, is part of the process.
It should be part of the package.
Yeah.
You know, like when we made the deal, they all say, oh, yes, we'll advise you. We'll let you know when the person dies. But they're storying. Sometimes they don't. Now, we have some people that are really nice, and the family will call us and tell us within a day. But then we have some that we never hear from. We have to find it out ourselves. Or they'll say, no, we're not going to give you one.
So when you have to find out for yourself, what do you do? Do you like, is there some kind of a report or something that you run?
Oh, yeah. There's two services that we use. And another service we use, you won't believe, is Social Security.
Really?
You can do a Social Security check. And if it's been any time at all, they have reported that person is dead.
Really?
Now, the family always reports to Social Security, for the Social Security check won't keep going.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, it's against the law to cash a Social Security check once that person's dead.
Yeah.
You have to send it back. You know, there was that story of that guy, his mother had been dead for 15 years, and he'd been cashing her Social Security check for 15.
Really?
Yeah, they finally caught him. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow. Is it sometimes that they don't you know, reach out or tell you because maybe they're going through something, or is it just, you know, they don't have anything to gain from it, or
they don't have anything to gain, and sometimes they're just not real nice people.
Yeah, from New Jersey.
I'm being nice about that.
Yeah, I know you are. One of these days we'll do Faye Bagby. I know. I can only imagine. We'll have to do like an uncensored show sometime.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll probably make up names that I've never even heard make me blush.
There you go. Well, we always need a button to push, you know, in case something goes wrong.
In case something goes wrong.
Yes. A little censure. We need a little censure button just in case.
Boy, that would make the news, wouldn't it?
It would. It would do it.
Wow. So when you run into these things, I assume it's not really anything you can't get over, because it sounds like you always get past these hurdles. It's just maybe a slight inconvenience, maybe a week or something like that. So if people hear this and people say, you know, I really want to get into life settlements, this might be one of the downsides. It's not something that is really, it's not really an issue. It just kind of...
No, it's not really an issue. It's just something we have to go through.
Yeah.
It's just part of the business. It's just part of the way it works. It's not going to affect your check when you get it. It's not going to affect the money going into your account. It's just part of it.
Yeah.
And like I say, we always notify you when the money gets to your account that it's in there. We notify you when the person has passed away. So we keep you up to date on all that. So you know everything's going on. And if we're having trouble getting it and somebody calls me, we tell them, you know, we don't have the death certificate. And this is what the process it's in right now.
Yeah. So you can always give a status update. You're not trying to, you know, I mean, you tell people exactly what's going on. I assume usually they understand, right? They're just like, okay, well, we'll just wait.
I think they do, because they know that we're doing our best to get this quickly as possible.
Yeah. I mean, it is a really fast process to begin with. So that's, I think, one of the things that seems so impressive is that when policies do mature, it doesn't seem like it normally takes very long anyway for things to get moving and for, you know, the money to show up in people's accounts, right?
That's right. And the other day we had somebody that we need the new information on them health-wise, and we couldn't find them. Our emails were bouncing back, everything. And anyway, we put Jim Orr, our attorney, on. He found the guy. He actually talked to him. And he said, well, I moved. Well, he didn't notify us. Yeah. If you move, you know, we're trying to send you information and get information about you. We need to know where you are.
Jeez.
So he apologized for it and said, yes, I moved. And Jim said, well, you know, I need this signed because we need to check on you. So we got it done. But lots of times, you know, we have to search for people. They may move and not leave a forwarding address. I don't know why he wouldn't have thought of that.
Well, yeah.
You know, that we have to know where they are at all times.
I'm sure it's probably not. You would think that, yeah, if mail, you know, comes to the old address, it would get forwarded. But I mean, sometimes it's probably, you know, people get, you know, in their you know, groove, and they notify some people in some places. They probably don't even think about all the other people they need to notify. Like, oh yeah, I got to notify, you know, Faye. Or I got to tell, you know, whoever.
Yeah, I think they just forgot. In other words, they were busy. They were moving. And I think he just let it slip because he was real nice once we got him on the phone.
I'm sure.
You know, but he'd moved far enough away that we didn't have, you know, forwarding address, didn't know where he was. And thank goodness we did find him and did talk to him, and everything was okay. But, you know, a lot of people don't know all the time we spend that they don't even know about making sure everything's right, making sure everything works properly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's part of the process. And so, you know, as long as the process is maintained, the whole thing flows very, very smoothly. And so if there is a slight delay someplace in getting the certificate or something like that, it's already a quick process, and it's just something that you take care of, and you know how to handle that. It's really kind of impressive, though. You said something a few minutes ago that I don't know that I really – you said things like this before, but it's not something that really kind of sunk in or that we've gotten into. You have a number of different sources. So if the family doesn't get you what you need, you have multiple sources, county, state, funeral
yes,
home.
We have a lot of sources that we can go to get it. So if we don't get it from family, we immediately go to the other sources to get it.
Yeah.
And of course, if it's in Texas, it just seems like it's so much easier. Although this other one did take another extra week, you know, because they were researching it. And I've never heard them say that. But most counties in cities, it's pretty easy to get it.
Yeah.
And some you can walk in and get it, and a lot of them you can't because of this pandemic. You have to send it FedEx, and they'll FedEx it back to you.
Okay. All right. And then once you get that, then what happens from that point?
Okay. Then it goes into a package. A lot of people don't think about that. There's a lot of items have to go in for the insurance company. Part of the package, of course, is the insurance policy. We put that in there to show this person's insured. We put the death certificate in there. Then there's other affidavits that go in there, and then we send all this over to the carrier for them to pay the claim. Because the first thing they're going to want to see is a copy of the insurance policy to make sure you're the one we say that just passed away that owns that policy.
It almost sounds like the way you describe it, it almost sounds like once you receive word that the policy has matured, it's almost like it kicks off a series of steps that you know, go from there. It's like boom, 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 boom. Here's one, here's two, here's three, here's four. And it moves pretty quickly. And once that series of events starts, it's only, what, a couple of weeks until the money actually shows up in people's accounts. Is that a good way to look at this?
Well, once we get everything, once we've got that death certificate and got a copy of the insurance policy, then it's only 2 to 3 weeks, yes.
Mm.
It's pretty fast after that. The main thing is you've got to get the death certificate. That's the first thing. Then you go get a copy of the policy and whatever else we need that we've already got, and we put a package together. Then we send it over to the claims department of that insurance company. Now, after it's there for 3 or 4 days, we're calling them to see if they have everything, if the claim is going properly, if there's anything missing.
So you follow up quickly.
Because we've been doing this a long time. We know there's not anything missing, but we don't want anybody to say, oh, we need this or we need that.
So you follow up only after a couple of days, right?
Yeah, it's just a few days. I mean, usually 2 or 3. Because we want them to know that we are on this and that we're expecting prompt payment.
Yeah, you're not sitting on it for weeks on end, just kind of hoping and waiting and seeing.
And because of the virus, a lot of them say, well, that person isn't here today that signs the check. And so we'll say, what day are they going to be there? And if they say, well, we're behind. How many days are you behind? I mean, when we put them through all this and they speed back up. Wow. Seems like that gets them back. Maybe some companies just send it in and wait and don't call them. But we do call them after 2-3 days. We want to get them on it. And I think it helps.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, you know, when you call them and, you know, kind of light a fire under their butts, it sounds like, you know, it really kind of puts it at the top of their radar. If you maybe they got busy, kind of set it off to the side. It's like, hey, this is a priority. Put it back on your radar at the top of the list. And it kind of sounds like it helps expedite things.
I think it does. It gets them back on track. They say, okay, this one really needs to go out. They're on it.
Wow.
we know about it. We're on it.
We're watching then, you.
and the other day, again, they sent the check to the wrong address. And when it came back, they FedExed it overnight to us.
Really?
So they made up for their error really quick.
Wow. That's cool.
And I don't know how they, some clerk, you know, got the address just one dot off. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And so it came back and they put it on FedEx. Had it to us the next day.
Well, geez, Faye, it sounds like you've got this thing buttoned up, and it's just like it's fast. You have a number of processes in place to get payment and get this whole thing wrapped up really, really quickly.
Well, we try every day. I can guarantee that.
So, with all this in mind, with the policies that just matured that we were talking about earlier, where are they? Where are they from getting into people's accounts? Like, where are they in the...
I think we're 2 weeks away.
Sweet. Cool.
Yeah, I think within 2 weeks, all of those will be paid.
Wow. Like, in the accounts,
yeah,
and ready to go and reinvest.
I think so.
And so,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking $7 million. So,
jeez,
you know, there's a lot of money that will be reinvested very quickly.
Yeah. Well, and what about policy availability? How are bids and how is availability?
Well, we've got two coming that's worth about $5 million, the two of them together. So I think this will be a good kickoff.
Wow.
Yes. And we're bidding everything in town. Oh yeah, we're bidding everything right now. Unless it's bad, and of course then we turn it down. But if it's a good policy right now, we're bidding it.
And there's a lot, because I know at sometimes, you know, there are not a lot of policies available to bid on. It sounds like things are actually firing on all cylinders right now. Lots
yes,
of availability.
Yes, it's broken loose again. We've got plenty of policies to bid right now. A month ago, we had none to bid.
Yeah.
We have all we need right now. We've got plenty of policies to bid.
That is fantastic. So for your investors who are about to have policies mature, put in their accounts, they reinvest. What about somebody who is new? Say, you know, I'm in my truck, I'm driving around, I'm listening, and I'm like, you know, I've been hearing this for a long time. It's about time I do this. I don't know if the market is right for this. I'm worried that, you know, there may not be a policy available to get into fairly soon. There will be, and this is a good time for people to start, right?
It's a good time to start. We've got policies again. Now would be a perfect time to come in, put your money in, and get started.
So for somebody who is new, how does the process work? They come in and they say, Faye, I've lost a bunch of money in the stock market. I know things have not been too terribly bad right now, but we know that what goes up is always going to come down. We know that. You hear it all the time. And so people are ready to make some kind of change, something that's a little bit more reliable, something that's a little bit more conservative maybe. And so maybe a life settlement is the way to go. How does the process work from the time they come see you for the first time?
Well, once they come and see us, they decide this is what they want to do. We've went over everything. They know how everything works. They know that the minimum is $100,000. And right now people are putting in a lot. They're not putting in $100,000. I can tell you that. So they're going to put money with us. They may put an IRA with us. They may put regular money, or they might do both. And so then they say, okay, I want to open an account. That's the second thing you've got to do. You've got to get the account open at Nevada Trust. And, of course, they act as trustee. I tell people that every day. Remember, we're not touching your money. It's not in our account ever. It's in your account. You control it. It's at Nevada Trust. So we get the account open, and then they're ready to go. My only problem right now, I've got a couple of people, brand new people, that they don't have internet right now. They're building new houses and things.
Ooh.
So we're back to either get them on the phone or Pony Express or something. But we have a lot of new customers, and they're all great people. And I've talked to every one of them. I'm getting them started. And even as they invest in the first policy, they have questions because they don't know how it works. So, again, let me go over this part. The amount of money you put in, you're going to get that back no matter what happens, plus your interest. Because I had some people ask me this yesterday. Said, well, if it goes over, will I get all my principal back? Yes, you'll get all your principal back. The principal has nothing to do with it going over, okay? It only has to affect a little bit of your interest that's coming back to you, because there'll be some fee on that if it goes over. But if it only goes over 12 months, it's not going to hurt you any, because we've covered that. We've got that taken care of. So it has to go over that 12 months for it to ever cost you any money.
When you say you've got it taken care of, you mean there's like an escrow set up?
That's right. There's escrow on every policy for an extra 12 months.
Okay. So that people don't
unless
have to...
Unless it goes over 12, it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah. You already plan for these things in advance.
Yes, you have to.
What are some of the, because you said that a lot of new people come in and they have certain questions and things like that. What are some of the most common questions? Because I'm sure there's people that are thinking about it that are probably asking themselves the same questions right now.
When do they get their interest?
Mm.
They think it might be like a bank, that you get it quarterly or monthly or 6 months. I said, no, you get your interest at the end of the time. You always get paid a lump sum at the end of the maturity. When that person passes away, you get your principal and your interest in a lump sum. It goes back to your account. Whether it's an IRA or if it's a regular account, it goes to your account. It's where the money goes.
Okay. All right. And do they ever ask where the policies come from, or is it just a
non-issue? And they come from all over the United States.
Okay.
We have quite a few Texas policies and a lot of New York policies.
And very few New Jersey, I'm sure.
There you go, very few New Jersey. Very few New Jersey.
I know how you feel about New Jersey. I don't know why we pick on them. It just seems to be the thing.
Oh, my. Well, it's because they're so slow. They don't ever get in a hurry. They just put you off all the time.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll talk about the types of policies that that people can invest in, because that's really, really, really important for at least profitability, as far as, really good return on investment, getting paid quicker, reinvesting quicker, nice profit margins. We'll get into how that is really the cornerstone of how the whole thing works in just a few minutes. But for right now, this is Your Money with Faye Bagby, and your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And our website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I can't believe it, but it's already time for trivia, and I don't know what happened in the first 30 minutes. It was like the fastest 30 minutes ever.
So fast you don't even remember it's what happened.
What is our trivia topic this morning?
Mother's Day. Sunday is Mother's Day.
Oh, of course it is.
I mean, you didn't forget that, I hope.
Well, it's tomorrow, so I have a little bit of room, so I'm good.
Okay. Mother's Day started with Anna Jarvis back in 1905. Her mother passed away, and she wanted to celebrate. She wanted to do something great. So at her mother's funeral, which nobody could afford this nowadays, she sent 500 white carnations.
Ooh, wow.
Can you imagine? That would have been beautiful. But in this world, we probably couldn't afford over two carnations,
Yeah.
And then in May 10th, 1908, is when we really consider the first Mother's Day.
What? 1908?
1908. And then President Woodrow Wilson, he signed a bill designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day.
Really?
And so then Anna Jarvis went along. But she was unhappy. She thought we were too commercialized. Now, I cannot imagine anybody thinking that in the 1900s because we didn't have anything. I mean, you know, the cards were probably handwritten. I mean, we didn't have them typed out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And Franklin Roosevelt, he personally designed a Mother's Day stamp in 1934.
Really?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
And it features the famous Whistler's mother on it.
Really? How cool is that?
That is really cool. I'd like to see one of those. Yeah. I bet one of the museums has got one of those.
Yeah,
and I would love to see it. All right, what do you think is the biggest seller for Mother's Day?
Okay, and I'm I got three options. I'm going to go with either flowers or chocolate.
Flowers. Greeting cards is number one.
Dang it. That was my next
greeting
guess.
Greeting cards is the most popular thing. Everybody wants to send them a card. And then the second is flowers. And, of course, the chocolates just can't be beat. It doesn't matter which way you look at it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But the white carnation is your official Mother's Day flower.
I had no idea there was an official Mother's Day flower.
Well, see, you need to talk to me about these things.
I really do. I need to talk to you probably about a lot of things.
There you go.
We'll start there.
I mean, you know, over the years, Mother's Day has evolved an awful lot. And everybody says, well, what can I get my mother? Now, I'll tell you what my number one choice would be. A picture of everybody in the family.
Oh, yes.
Now, to me, that would be the best. A picture of everybody to remember.
Yeah.
Because everybody, until this year, you know, you always go out on Mother's Day. You're at a nice restaurant. All this, you're dressed up. It's a perfect time to get those pictures.
Yeah, it really is.
It's
wow.
The best time to do a picture. Or do one in your home. You know, the day before and give it to your mother on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not going to see your mother, the flowers, I think, and the candy are the best.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you're going to see them, take them to church or go to church and lunch with them. To me, that used to be the big deal. You went to everybody in the family gathered at the church. It didn't matter what church they usually go to. They go to Mother's Church on Sunday, Mother's Day. Did you know that?
Mm.
You always go to your mother's church on Mother's Day.
Interesting.
That's the proper way to handle it.
I don't think I've really ever thought about that before, but interesting perspective. Nice.
That's a tradition with our family. My children have always come and went to church with me on Sunday.
That's important.
On Mother's Day, they always come, and we go to church together, and then we have lunch together.
And you pick
Which
your
I
place.
I think that's a good tradition.
Do you pick the location, or do they pick it for you?
I always get to pick. I always get to pick.
I have a feeling you probably get to pick any day of the year.
That's right. I mean, my kids are easygoing.
Yeah.
And my Mother's Day is going to be unusual this Sunday. First time in my life. My daughter's having surgery. This weekend, and so she'll be laid up. My son just had his foot done, and he'll be laid up.
Oh.
So, you know, we're going to celebrate later. It'll be the first time we've done this in reverse.
Oh, wow. Well, geez, it sounds like there's a lot of things going on. I hope everyone's okay.
There's a lot of things going on. You don't figure that your children are going to have all this surgery, you know, at the same time.
Yeah. At least kind of.
But they're kind of crazy, so they did. Yeah, I told them, I just put each one on the other end of the sofa and just leave them there, you
yeah.
know?
We'll just kind of prop you up in place.
That's it. I said, we'll just prop you up and go on. It's all right. But so many people celebrate Mother's Day in different ways. But, you know, if your mother is in the same town with you, remember, she's not going to be here forever. So you need to be celebrating these moments together.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everything is about creating memories to me. And you want to create these wonderful memories with your family, with your mother, and with the grandchildren. You know, grandmothers love their grandchildren, I mean, above everything. And so they love to see them. They love to have dinner with them. You know, that's a bright spot, for every grandparent,
yeah.
is to be with their grandchildren and their children and have dinner with them and have fun together, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know different families do different things. But to me, just going to church together, seeing everybody's pretty dresses and what everybody's got on, and then going to lunch together.
Yeah,
it, to me, it's a big deal.
It really is. And, you know, with so many people, you know, kind of scattered, you know, sometimes people, you know, still live in the same area like your family. But, you know, a lot of people, they kind of scatter around and they're not necessarily near home. So they don't see them very often. And that phone call, I would imagine, is probably a really big deal. You don't want to miss out on the phone call.
That's right. So if they're out of town or out of state, you want to call early enough that they can talk to your children, they can talk to you and your wife. You know, the whole family needs to participate.
Yeah.
And it makes that other person feel great to know they're wanted and that you're thinking about them that day.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that's super important.
And that card, I think, is really important because it's old-fashioned now. You know
yes.
what I mean? But I'm old-fashioned about cards. I think they're beautiful, and it says something special that I thought enough of you to get you the card, you know? That's what it means to me. Oh,
well, it's such a lost art, too, you know?
It is a lost art. And I think everybody's little children, for their mother, they should be printing out their name on their cards.
Mm, yeah.
It's something they need to start. I was talking to the grandson the other day, and he was having a special deal at school this week. And I said, well, you have to give the teacher a card. He said, but I can't write. I said, that S, I can't even do an S. So for a five-year-old, he has to have a little help.
Well, how cute.
Yeah, but I think they all should try to write their name in their cards.
Wow, yes, yes.
And so if it's for your children, doing something for their mom, you know, the cards she'll appreciate forever. And you don't have to spend a lot on flowers. I found out this week you can go to the grocery store and get a bouquet of flowers for $10, folks.
You really can, and they're really nice. And I tell you what, they started bringing the flowers into the stores. It was like earlier this week, like around Monday or Tuesday, you started to see things kind of get ramped up a little bit. They clear out the old ones, and they make room for all the new bouquets and arrangements that they're about to bring in. And then they start, you know, adding them out a little bit at a time. And you know, as you get closer to the weekend, there's more and more and more and more. So by now, unless they're all picked over, you should have a pretty good selection.
Well, yeah,
in most
but
locations.
You can get a bouquet if the children just need a bouquet.
Yeah,
as I said, you can get that for $10 for your children. Now, if it's your mother, of course, your mother's going to expect you to get a big bouquet, which you can do, and that's not that expensive.
Yeah,
because you've waited too long. If it's Saturday morning, like when we're talking, you need to get on down there and get those flowers now.
Yeah.
You know, because there won't be any by Sunday morning.
No,
now wait till Sunday morning. If you've done that, just forget it. Go on down the road.
Yeah, Sunday morning is too late. You got to go today.
You've got to go today. You've got to give up something. You know, maybe the golf course today or something, and go do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it's you and your children, you need to go together, get something for mommy. If it's your mother, you need to, you know, leave the house, go to Kroger, get something done. And as I said, if your mother lives out of town, I'm sure you've done 1-800 flowers by now.
Hopefully, yes. If not, you could have some problems.
That's right. And, you know, we use 1-800 flowers, and we use Sherry's Berries.
Oh, that's another
big
good one.
Items with us.
Yes.
So we know they work.
Yes.
We know that if you didn't wait too long, they'll get it out for you.
Yeah.
And they're very reliable if it's out of state.
What would be your ideal Mother's Day? What would that look like if you could just design your own day all for yourself?
If I designed it?
Yeah.
Well, I would have everyone at my house before church. I love them all getting dressed and doing all this fun stuff together because it's a lot of fun at our house.
Yeah.
So then we would get everybody in the car. We'd go to church. We'd go for a wonderful lunch. And then we would go somewhere after church and after lunch. And I would let them pick it. I always do that. I would say, okay, what would you like to do? You know, now that we've done that. And
when you say go somewhere after lunch, do you mean like go take a nap or go to?
No, like we don't go take a nap. We're not that old. We're not going to go take a nap. Oh, gosh.
So that's the wrong thing to do or
that's
say.
That's right. We might change clothes and go do something. You know what I mean? Mm. Now, years ago, when my children were younger, they'd say, let's go to a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so we would pick a good family movie, load everybody back in the car, and go to a movie.
Nice.
That was something they enjoyed.
That is nice. That's good for everybody.
And, yeah. Now, when everybody was older, everybody might have a golf game.
Oh,
yeah. You might
yeah.
go and play golf.
That would be
There's
good, too.
There's so many fun things you can do. Now, when you've got little children, you're not going to go do that.
Well, yeah, that wouldn't work out.
If they're grown, you can do that, yes.
Wow. Amazing.
But And if everybody just wants to come back to the house, then, you know, you've got the zip lines for the kids. You know, we've got all that. And then we've got the llamas.
Oh, that's true. Hang out with the llamas. It's regardless of whatever you do, it should be either a fun day that of things that mom likes or just something
that's
kind
right.
of relaxing so that she can kind of, you know, you don't want to make it anything that's high stress or anything like that. Just kind of relax. Enjoy the day.
That's right. It should be a relaxing, fun day. No stress or drama. I hate drama. I always say, don't invite anyone that's going to create drama at your house. It's just not worth it. You know?
It's all in the guest list. That's
exactly. And we all know people that when they come to your house, they create all this strife and drama.
Oh, yeah.
It's better not to invite them, folks.
Yeah. There's some people that I'm sure we all know that we could just rename their last name as the drama family.
That's exactly right. And nothing is ever right for that one family.
Yeah, that is true. That is
and,
true.
And, you know, I'm not into that. I'd rather they just didn't show up.
So it's not about who's invited. It's more important who's not invited.
That's right. Who do you not want to come? And sometimes they find out that they were not invited for certain reasons. And that's okay.
And then you've got more drama.
Then we really have drama, let me tell you. Because I'm busy telling them why I didn't invite them.
Now that's an action-packed Mother's Day right there.
That right there, that'll take care of it, folks. And I'll tell you something else that we've done a few times on Mother's Day or other occasions. I love plays.
Oh.
And sometimes there's a play on, a really great play, and we'll go to a play. I love a good play.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite that I would say. If somebody said, what would you really like? I'd like to go to a good play.
Nice. And that's one of those things I imagine probably you don't get to do all the time. So if you do go, it is something special.
Yes. If we can get tickets to a play, it is unusual.
Yeah.
But you know, they've got the Bass over there in Fort Worth that has great productions, really great. And we've went there a lot of times. And then there's some just local things in Plano that have wonderful plays.
Mm-hmm.
And patriotic, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very patriotic, and I love a good patriotic play.
Nice. So lots of really great ideas for Mother's Day, and they don't always have to be planned out. You know, this real complicated thing could be really simple just as long as it's thoughtful, and you, one, don't forget.
That's right. You do not want to forget. This is not something you're going to forget, or you will be in trouble.
Yeah, nice. Well, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is...
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website, AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Lots of valuable information there for current investors as well as new investors. One of the things that we were kind of talking about a few minutes ago is the types of policies that make a life settlement so profitable, because there's a lot of people that are buying policies. A lot of people are buying, a lot of people are selling, and there's a lot of things that go on. But to make this investment for you and your investors, you are looking at specific types of policies, which is what means or this is what makes, you know, such good profit margins. It makes, you know, for really good, quicker returns. So what's the basis of this that makes it so special?
Well, let me start off to say we had a policy 3 months ago called Booth. I sent out invitations to about 10 people just to see how they felt about it. They didn't like the policy. And Mr. Booth passed away this week.
Really?
Now, that's something that, it's the first time we ever had that happen, where people didn't like a policy. They didn't understand it. They didn't understand the kind of cancer. It was a different cancer than we'd ever done. And so we said, let's send out invitations and pre-plan this. And I said, well, it's not a big deal. If they don't particularly like it, we'll pass on it. Well, I have regretted that many, many times.
What type was it? Can we say, or is that confidential?
No, it was. I can't even pronounce the name. I should have had that ready, and I don't. It was a different kind of cancer than we had ever done, and I think it people didn't really understand the policy, and I should have explained it more, and we should have done it. I'll just tell you, I will handle it different from now on a deal like that, because it was a good policy. And I just said, well, you know, we've got all these other policies. It's not a big deal. And then they informed me yesterday that he passed away. He lived 3 months, folks.
Wow. That is fast.
It is. And so all those that didn't like it, it just shows you that we were right and y'all were wrong.
and that's what it's all about, is being right.
That's what it's all about right there. Oh, my gosh. But, usually we have a set kinds of policies we buy. You know, we know the ones that have been coming due quickly. We know the ones that are taking longer. And we try to get that mix that's right.
Yeah.
And 21st has gotten better and better lately. They were better than Fasano on the last deal.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Because I know Fasano is one that you've worked with for
they
long.
They are the best. But let me tell you something. On Booth, they missed it. They gave Booth 26 months. And I think 21st gave him 18 months or something like that. And he lived three.
Wow. Wow.
So
when you say,
I know that whatever 21st said, it was a lot closer than Fasano first time.
Yeah. What do you, and I don't even know if you even know enough about the policy since you didn't like actually go after
yeah,
it.
Yeah, since we didn't buy it.
Yeah. Do you know what the, I mean, because that's a really big difference to go from like 21, 26 to have it mature in three. What was it?
Do you realize this was a $2 million policy?
Are you serious?
It was $2 million, folks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's a wake-up call.
So it will be handled a lot differently from now.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow. That'll get put on the radar in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, $2 million, and I want everybody to remember the name Booth because that's the one that they didn't like.
Yeah.
From now on, we're not going to have likes and dislikes like that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
We would have made some serious money on that.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of those cases where, you know, you just didn't get the policy and it came in really, really early. Sometimes, though, when you do get these policies and they say, you know, 21, 25 months, whatever it is, sometimes it does go over. And people should know that that's an option, that's a possibility, because it's the biggest of the risks.
That is your biggest risk. It can go over. And we have some that do go over. And hopefully the premium won't be real high. Some of the old policies do have a high premium. I would admit that. That's way, way back there. Yeah. But the others are reasonable, not too high. It's manageable, and it won't affect your return a lot, okay?
All right. That's important to know. So if it does go over, you'd have to pay those premiums. But like you said earlier, you do escrow for that, so people aren't having to, you know.
We escrow an extra 12 months for premium, okay?
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Okay. So what's the second biggest risk?
The second biggest risk is it's not liquid during that time. You have to say, oh, I know it's not liquid because I just put my money in that policy.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the way it works.
Okay. And then the third.
The third risk is if a life insurance company ever went under, it would take you longer to get your money. We've never had one in Texas go under. We haven't had one nationally in 5 or 6 years because the premium income is so special because it's so much of it. Everybody wants it.
I'm going to guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to guess that most people are not necessarily concerned about the risks. My guess is probably the biggest, and I don't want to call it a hurdle or an obstacle because I think that's too harsh, but maybe the biggest reason that people don't do a life settlement is because you've got to be accredited. Is that accurate? And because some people... may not be and not know it.
That's right. If they're not accredited, we will do annuities for them. By the way, real quickly, annuities have just went up. So people that are doing annuities with us are going to be making a lot more money. They've just raised the rates on annuities on
the
5th.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They just raised them because everything was down because of this virus and all this, and they've just raised the rates as of the 5th.
Wow, so big turnaround for profitability.
Big turnaround for profit on annuities. They will make more money. And so it's a great opportunity to invest in annuity.
Nice.
Now then, if you're doing life settlement, you must be accredited. That's a government rule, not mine. And that means you must make $200,000 a year or you must be worth $1 million without your house.
Okay. Do you get a lot of people that are kind of going over numbers now and they think they're not accredited, but they forgot about, you know, a 401k or they forgot about, you know, some other property or something like that? So they really
are. Well, and I have one new client. He wasn't thinking about, you know, he had $500,000 in the bank.
Really?
Besides his assets. I mean, you know, the other assets, you've got to count everything. If you've got a 401k, if you've got... a brokerage account, a regular brokerage account, if you've got a ranch, if you've got cattle, horses, you know, all these assets add up.
Wow. He forgot he had 500 G's in the bank.
I swear he did. He was not thinking about that.
That's awesome.
He was, you know what he thought? He's assets. He thought I meant the ranch, the horses, you know, and he was trying to add all that up.
Not actual
cash.
Well,
how much money do you have in the bank? Well, $500,000.
Oh, that's awesome. And you do run into those kinds of things. And so you'll help people, you know, explore just to make sure, because a lot of times they are and they just don't even know it. So
that's right. And so we want them to have every advantage, either come in and do life settlements or do an annuity. As I said, the annuities have just went up as to what they're going to make. So they're going to be very, very profitable the next few years.
Yeah, and they've all of a sudden, in the last couple of minutes, and now that you said that, annuities have become much more attractive than maybe they were before for some folks. So,
well, they're always safe. That's what I love about annuity.
Lots of options to grow your wealth, and it doesn't have to be the traditional way through the stock market. It could be through some much more conservative investments like life settlements or, like you say, annuities. But people do have to get started. So, Faye, what are we looking at for availability? People need to call. They need to make an appointment.
That's right. They need to call. We'll talk to them, walk them through it, get them enrolled. They can give us a check. We'll get started.
Cool. All right, and you are available for appointments this coming week, yes?
That's right.
Sweet. All right, one last time, Faye, what is your number for people to call and get rolling?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And AmericanFinancialMidland.com is our website.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.